Give kindness, it shall be given to you. Give mercy, it shall be given to you. And it says it will be given in good measure. Pressed down, shaken together and running over shall. So everything, it is God that gives it, but the conduits are men. When I found this as a revelation, it changed my life. That this is the world of men. Men really matter. Number three. Three foundational rules. Are you ready? Wealth and abundance in this kingdom is not an achievement. It is a trust from God. Wealth and abundance in this kingdom is not an achievement. Semicolon. It is a trust from God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, please give us verse 17 and 18. Wealth and abundance in this kingdom. These are three foundational pillars that you must never forget for as long as you're on earth. Learn them, recite them, teach your children, teach the people in your company if it's a Christian organization or if it's an organization that is driven by Christian values. Let them know that all blessings come from God and belong to Him. Number two, that all blessings come from God, but they reach you through men to you. Number three, that wealth and abundance in this kingdom is not an achievement. It is a trust from God. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 17. Here's what the Bible says. When you read from verse 15, it tells you that, or verse 13, it says, do not get to a point where when you have built houses and built cars and built all these things and you have all these estates, that your heart will be lifted and you will say to yourself, now verse 17, and thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Then 18, but thou shalt remember. It means you can forget. Money is a cleaner. It can wipe memories. It should wipe the wrong one, but there are certain memories it should not wipe. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. I'll define what is the power to get wealth before we wrap up church today. Wealth and abundance in this kingdom is not an achievement. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. Still buttressing on this third point. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Now, ordinarily speaking, all those things he's saying should naturally lead to the results. Are we together now? Yes. If it has to do with racing, the swift is who should win. If it has to do with battle, the strong is who should win. If it has to do with bread, the wise is who should have the bread. If it has to do with riches, it is understanding that should bring it. If it has to do with favor, skill, good understanding. But it says there have been occasions where everybody had those things and still did not have the result. Psalms 127, popular psalm and verse 1. Psalms 127, God is helping us. Psalms 127, please, and verse 1. Except the Lord builds a house. When you read this from Amplified, it adds a lot of other things. It doesn't just say a house, a home, a destiny. Except the Lord builds a house. Is it Amplified? I think one of the versions, it says, they labor in vain that build it. Then he says, except the Lord watches or keeps a city, the watchman worketh but in vain. Verse 2, it says, it is vain for you to rise up early and to sleep late, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. That means that the moment you see the subject of wealth in the kingdom as my personal achievement, you have lost the support of God. So when people look at you and say, how come at age 21, you are a multimillionaire and you love Jesus? you will let them know that God is the one who lifts, God is the one who blesses, and that you have been trusted with it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. If then you have agreed that you are a steward and not an owner, the Bible gives us an instruction in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. It says, let a man so account of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. Let a man so account of us, it says, as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. The instruction is in verse 2. It says, moreover, it is required in stewards, ministerial stewards, financial stewards, parents, anything that has to do with being trusted with and anything from God. It says that a man be found faithful. This is very powerful. Faithfulness is what God is looking for. When you know I am not an owner, that it only wealth and abundance. You know, people send me all kinds of text messages and they say, Apostle, look at the marvelous thing God is doing, you know. And sometimes they say, marvelous thing you are doing all across. I'm very quick to correct them. No man can do these things except God be with him. There are things men cannot do, truly. Whoever you want to lift, Lord, you can lift through me. Whoever you want to bless, Lord, you can bless through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whatever you want to say, Lord, you can say. That is the mentality of one who is ready to be used to do marvelous things. In as much as I'm teaching on finance, I want you to know that this is truth that is applicable across every area of your life. That I may decrease, he says, that you may increase. So when they look at you and see Jesus, you are ready to really, really, really be trusted with great things in this kingdom. All blessings come from God and belong to God. All blessings come from God through men to men. Wealth and abundance in this kingdom is not an achievement. It is a trust from God. While others are clapping and listing their crowns and their achievements, you stand back with every sense of responsibility and you say, Lord, thank you. You are the one who has done this, and I return the glory to you. Have we gotten it so far? Now, the last thing I will talk about, at least for tonight, so that we can find somewhere to stop, I want to now teach on the laws of wealth and abundance. The kingdom is built on laws. A law refers to a modus operandi, a system of operation. Listen to me. The kingdom of God is systemic in its operation. There is a governmental system. There is how God administers power in this kingdom. For instance, in this kingdom, the name that has been given that brings salvation and captures all authority is the name of Jesus. Not Jesus and Joshua Selman. Not Jesus and preacher. So the system for the administration of power in this kingdom, in as much as it is through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but that power is from God. There is no other name under heaven given to men, the Bible says, by which we must be saved. Wherefore God had so highly exalted him and given him a name, an office that is above every other name. So if you want to walk in authority in this kingdom, you must understand the system of administering the power of God. There is also an economic system in this kingdom, and it is based on laws. Laws. Laws represent the modus operandi. There is a way, there is a system for operating this mic. If I off it, I have violated the system that makes it amplify my voice. When you understand this, you will know truly, like Dr. Miles Monroe would say, that failure is predictable and wealth in the kingdom is also predictable. So please pay attention as I just bring a balance and then share one or two things and we'll pray. If God has blessed you so far, please shout amen. Ladies and gentlemen, for a very long time there has been a conflict in the body of Christ as to what the real keys for prosperity is in the kingdom. All of these things are preliminaries. They are foundations, just trying to bring our thoughts to a level playing ground where we now begin to discuss the principles properly. Businessmen and men of God have had, or spiritual leaders generally, and businessmen have had a conflict for a very long time as to what the real ingredients that must be captured in the life of an individual are for that person to prosper. On one hand, we have spiritual leaders, in this case, men and women of God, and largely what we teach are spiritual principles, like tithing, giving, etc. And most times we have taught these principles as the only principle that is needed for the prosperity of the saints. It doesn't mean the communicators are wrong people. They are just incomplete in their knowledge. And sadly, you know, we men of God, sometimes in the body of Christ, we struggle with a lot of pride. Everybody wants to claim he knows everything. And even in the midst of obvious ignorance, we will still insist that we know what we are saying. Are we together? So, here is a man of God, Joshua Selman, teaching that there are only the spiritual principles, nothing else. So bring your tithe, give, and etc. The moment you do that, you must be blessed. That is a very well-meaning statement, but I stand by the authority of scripture and from the wisdom of men and women with proven track records to tell you it is not true. It is a foundational truth, but it is not all there is. Follow me to the other side where we have businessmen, graduates from Yale, Oxford, Harvard, Stanford Business School, and all men and women, veterans in business, who stand and listen to us and say, don't trust those people. They are scammers. They are teaching you nonsense. And they say, now let me teach you. Forget about God. You don't need to prosper. After all, there are many people who did not prosper. Just focus on other things like productivity, value, and that's it. And you do all of that, and just before your money comes, the devil will kill you. Are you seeing this now? So you got all the knowledge and you ignored the spiritual leaders because they are speaking nonsense, so they taught you. And then you focus, and just when you need to go and check in the bank, you get up and your leg does not move again. You get up and you cannot think again. They ask you, who is your name? Your wife says, how are you? My husband, he said, I don't know who you are. And you are wondering what is wrong. And they diagnose you in the hospital and they say you are absolutely healthy based on what the machine is saying. Are you seeing it now? So who is wrong? Who might be wrong in this case? The answer is both. Both are wrong in that they have refused to embrace one another as systems of completion. Are you seeing now? So the spiritual laws of wealth and abundance are potent, but not the only laws. The business, or you call them physical laws of wealth and abundance, they teach them as though they are a dichotomy. So if you want to do God thing, come to church and learn giving. If you now want to make sense and forget this superstition and build something that works, leave church and settle. No, the Bible does not teach that. Can I tell you, both these physical laws and the spiritual laws all together, as I teach the school of ministry students, they are called kingdom laws. They are two sides of the same coin. So, when it has to do with the laws of the kingdom, there are therefore two dimensions to it. There are the spiritual laws that govern wealth and abundance, non-negotiable. In order of priority, they come first. But there are also physical laws of wealth and abundance. We'll take that in the part two. But today, I'll just talk a bit about the spiritual laws within the next 15 minutes or thereabout that we have. And then we're going to pray. Please, I want you to pay attention. These are potent laws. They are irrefutable, backed up by God's own jealousy. They do not fail. Hallelujah. They do not fail. Please pray in the spirit in 1 minute and say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes.
Light of the world, you step down to my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. You're the light of my life. You step down into darkness. Open my eyes and let me see.
That really is the prayer.
Will you open my eyes? Let me see. Will you open my eyes?